Jezebel is preying on intercessors around the world. Are you one of them? Do you feel like unseen forces are wreaking havoc on your prayer life, as if some who claim to be Christians are actually praying prayers of manipulation and sabotage over you? I've battled this level of witchcraft prayer and seen personal and regional breakthroughs over this high-level demonic force called Jezebel. Now, I want to share my knowledge with you. In my new book, Unmasking Jezebel's Intercessors, I'll help you expose and shut down the manipulative Jezebel spirit that's trying to sabotage your prayer life and your destiny so you can experience immediate breakthrough and victory. Full of practical tools and prophetic insight, this book will help you recognize the Jezebel spirit in your midst, combat the witchcraft prayers released at your mind and body, cancel the demonic assignments sent to destroy your life. I'll also teach you how to confront Jezebel's intercessors. You'll be armed with effective spiritual warfare strategies that send this demon packing. Make no mistake, Jezebel's intercessors are on a mission to steal, kill, and destroy. Don't fall prey to their demonic intercession. It's time to shut down Jezebel's spiritual sabotage and unleash the destiny God has for you, your church, and your city. Pick up your copy of Unmasking Jezebel's Intercessors wherever books are sold. I will always remember when the Holy Spirit spoke to me the first time about Jezebel's intercessors. It was some years ago. And I was in my school of prophecy, and I had a spontaneous revelation, a spontaneous prophecy. And that's on YouTube somewhere. But I saw clearly how Jezebel's intercessors, they don't pray for you. They pray, P-R-E-Y, on you. They seek information. They want to create soul ties. Ultimately, they want to control you. And these Jezebelic intercessors sabotage your prayer life. So we want to be savvy. This book on Jezebel is not like any other book I've written. Some people say, well, is it the same as the others? No, I've learned so much more. And it's particularly in the realm of Jezebel's intercessors. I've written about Jezebel's prophets in the book Jezebel's Puppets. But Jezebel's intercessors, it's just a little bit different. It's the same spirit, different manifestation, different strategy, different tactic. So if you haven't yet, pick up the book, Jezebel's Intercessors. But I want you to listen into the final part of my segment, and you're going to love this. Just tune in and let me know. Make sure you are having your ears perked up, because this is going to open your eyes if your ears are open. Did you catch that? Listen in.
And that's a wonder. I mean, right there is such a clear anatomy of how this operates. Right. And again, things went, this went quick, Jennifer, because there's so much to share about this. But I do want to encourage those, number one, get a copy of this book. Number two, I think it's a useful resource just to have for every believer, because when you start discerning that things are a little bit squirrely in the spirit, and I'm going to love my wonderful theological language there. It's just getting a little squirrely in the spirit. But you know what? You ask the Lord, you go on an evaluation, not a witch hunt. You know, Jennifer does a beautiful job explaining that. You go on an evaluation with the Holy Spirit, a diagnostic. Say, Holy Spirit, are there people in proximity to me? Just like Jennifer was sharing stories after stories, are there people in proximity to me who have given an inappropriate authority to pray for me when in fact they are fractured, wounded, and maybe at worst, they are not even connected to the Lord? So this book is going to really help people perform an appropriate spiritual diagnosis on each chapter. There are prayers. This is all about getting you free. This is not all about leading you to the place of, okay, now I know I've got a problem, but what do I do? Every chapter, I believe there's a key and a prayer to seeing you liberated from this nonsense. Jennifer, just as we finish up, what do you hope will be the fruit of a message like this? This is something you've been talking about for years, but what do you want to see a book, a message like this produce in the lives of the people who go through it?
I want to see people understand spiritual dynamics. People have to understand this. The enemy hates intercession, because intercession moves the hand that moves the world. And so the enemy will do anything he can to stop prayer, because he knows when we pray, God answers and things shift, souls get saved, churches grow, people, you know, come into their high calling. And so one of the strategies that I think the body of Christ has not necessarily been on high alert over
is this issue of Jezebel's intercessors. Now, Lester Sumrall said this. Lester Sumrall said, he's gone on to be with the Lord. Many of our viewers will know Lester Sumrall. He said, in the end times, in the last of the last days, the one of the biggest enemies of the church would be that Jezebel spirit. So we can expect Jezebel not just to infiltrate the pews, but to infiltrate the prayer closet. And Jezebel has in many cases. So as a prayer movement leader with intercessors in 100 nations now, I can tell you that I had to wrestle this thing down to the ground, put my foot on it. So not the person, but the spirit, and have had to learn to be very keen and very quick to discern this spirit operating in the midst of our intercessors with the goal of getting them set free. The goal is not to throw people away. We don't throw people away. So I want every leader, every prayer leader, every intercessor to be able to recognize what the spirit looks like, how it moves, why it moves, how to confront it, and how to break free from it if you find those tendencies in yourself.
Amen. This is an essential resource, I believe. Every believer, because we're all called to pray, we're all called to be intercessors, but particularly if you lead a prayer group, if you are part of a prayer group, and really for pastors and leaders, Jennifer, I think you and I would agree, they're the ones who really should be setting the tone when it comes to the prayer ministry and the intercession ministry in their churches and such, and they need to arm and equip their people. I believe this will be a powerful resource. So thank you so much, Jennifer. It's always a joy talking with you. Where is the best place for people to connect with you in your ministry?
JenniferLeClaire.org. We got a brand new website going up soon, so hopefully it'll be up soon. And yeah, you can find a lot of resources there.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. Thank you guys for joining us today.
I hope you enjoyed that. Stay tuned. I'm going to be sharing some excerpts from the audiobook, Unmasking Jezebel's Intercessor. So if you haven't picked up a copy of the audiobook, you can do that on Amazon. But you can listen and kind of get a taste for it. Now, you know, let me just say that it won't be my voice on this audiobook. Sorry. But we're going to share some of that with you in the coming episodes. So make sure you're following this podcast and make sure you pick up a copy of the book and make sure you check out schoolofthespirit.tv/Jezebel. This is our Jezebel collection, teachings I've brought forth over the years, deliverance from Jezebel spirits, discerning Jezebel's intercessors, will the real Jezebel please stand up, and stuff on witchcraft. I got a lot of books on this. If you're battling this spirit, you need to get armed to the teeth, because this is a wicked, nasty spirit. And I want you to take advantage of these resources. Plus, schoolofthespirit.tv is going to be releasing free content every month to you. So make sure you're on the mailing list. Make sure you don't unsubscribe, and make sure you open the emails, because those who don't open the emails after a few months will be removed from the mailing list. If you're not engaging, we're not going to pay to send it. We're good stewards. It costs a lot of money to send emails. So get on the mailing list. Wait for it. There's stuff coming out on all different kind of topics. You're going to love the new School of the Spirit.tv platform. Give me a 5-star review if you like this podcast. Share it with your friends. Help me get the word out, guys. I love you. Have a breakthrough day.